Well, I think it's about that time. Welcome you to our symposium on privacy in a big data world. My name's Cliff Lynch. I'm one of the two co-chairs, along with Fran Berman, who's here somewhere, I hope, of the Board on Research Data and Information. And the board is meeting today, met today, and will be meeting tomorrow. We have gotten into a practice of doing a short topical symposium in conjunction with our board meetings, covering some aspects of one of the issues that the board is grappling with. And I'm very pleased to be able to introduce this one, which deals with issues around privacy. I will say just a couple of framing things about the topic. We have structured this symposium into two sessions. We've got an amazing set of speakers for you. Three in the first session, which I will moderate, and four in the second session, which my colleague Henry Brady from the board will moderate. We won't do a break between the two. We'll just switch off speakers. And I think the way we'll handle this in both sessions is to let our speakers talk for around 10, 12 minutes or whatever, and then we'll open it up for questions and discussion after all of the speakers on each panel have had an opportunity to talk. I want to take just a moment to thank Paul Euler, the director of the board, and the whole team of folks, but also to especially recognize the wonderful efforts of Anita Eisenstadt in pulling this symposium together. They've really worked hard to do it, and their support is hugely appreciated. I also want to just welcome the folks on the webcast end of this. We are webcasting this as well as doing the physical presentation, and there is provision for those who are watching the cast to email in questions. So we may get a couple of those during the Q&A periods after each panel. So let me just say a few things framing some of the issues here. One of the things that has been an enormous trend, if you look at what's happening in scholarly work in the sciences and the social sciences, and indeed even moving into the humanities, is the way in which data-intensive scholarship seems to be finding increased traction. And you've seen many funding agencies start to recognize those developments explicitly and indeed to try and capitalize on them by focusing greater attention on the curation and management and preservation of data. All of this with a view not so much that preserving data on shelves and in dusty warehouses is a good thing, but that curating and organizing and preserving data so that it can be shared and recombined and reused is really much of the objective here. That we can facilitate scholarly work and discovery, we can do better science if we can effectively reuse these data sets that support all of this scholarly work. Now, that sounds really good, and indeed, there's been great progress here. There is lots of things happening, but there is a giant elephant in the room that we don't like to talk about very much. If you're just passing around, observational astronomical images, no stars are deeply offended in the interchange of these things. there may be some astronomers who are a little touchy about credit and reputation and embargo and this sort of thing, but this is all that's all kind of inside science about the sociology of science. The stars themselves don't really care very much about the astronomers. Unfortunately, there are some rather large areas of scholarly work that don't study stars. They study people. They study people in the small, looking at individuals and things like the biology of individuals, the biochemistry of individuals, the genetics of individuals, the behaviors of individuals. There are other parts of science that look at people in the large. They do surveys and other kinds of material. We have set up in the United States a whole system of regulation, law, and other things, practices, to protect those human subjects. These reach to fundamental ideas like informed consent and being clear about what you're going to do with data, protecting the privacy and dignity of individuals, those kinds of things. And you can see similar ideas, although often different, implementing regulatory, legal, and organizational structures in many other nations. We have quite a history of this, and we've, you know, made a lot of progress in protecting those individuals. But there's a bit of a conflict here. You can see it coming between reusing data in creative new ways that were never thought of when the data was collected, and ideas around informed consent and privacy. That's the giant collision that we're trying to get some perspective on today. The agenda will cover in the first panel some views on regulatory and legal kinds of frameworks, how we think about privacy and how that thinking about privacy in a legal and regulatory sense is starting to adapt to these new challenges. And then the second panel will really focus more on the changing nuances and perspectives on privacy, how individuals are thinking about what it means to for there to be privacy. We'll also look at part of that second session at ideas like anonymization. Can we strip out individually identifiable information from data and still reuse it in various settings? And that, as people who have followed developments in everything from genomics to social networking will know, has turned out to be a very precarious and complicated and challenging undertaking in recent years. So we'll hear some perspectives on that. So that's the big frame around the discussions here, and I'm hoping that as part of these presentations, we'll all gain some additional perspectives on what's going on here. I'm also hopeful that as an additional byproduct, this may be able to help inform the thinking of the Board on Research Data and Information at the academies about areas in which they may fruitfully be able to invest time and energy in the coming years to further help to clarify the issues. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to our three speakers. We will go in the order listed on the program. Jade Nestor Gray, Acting Special Advisor to the Assistant Secretary at the NTIA. And yes, you can say that all in one breath if you're careful. We'll open the discussion. Danny Weitzner, from MIT, will speak a bit about some comparative developments. And then Joy Pritz, the privacy officer at the Department of Health and Human Services, will fill out our panel and we'll open it up to discussion. So with that, I'm going to sit down. Thank you all for joining us.